And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, police in Tucson, Arizona have now ruled that a shooting outside of a gay bar was a hate crime, and the details, well, they don't fit anybody's script. Just over a week ago, a 44-year-old man walked into the bar's parking lot, confronted two strangers, and shot them both dead. He then shot himself. Detectives searching his home found a note saying he targeted the men out of the hatred of homosexuals. And the gunman, well, he came here from the West African nation of Gambia on a student visa in 2010, later became a citizen, and according to his own family, was a practicing Muslim. One of the two men he killed appears from his own social media to have been an activist, a regular at pro-Palestinian marches and at rallies against immigration enforcement. He spent his weekends defending the idea that all of this fits together. In 16 years in America, well, it didn't change what this killer believed about that guy. And out in Hollywood, the actress, once known as Ellen Page, I'll still call her Ellen Page, says the phone has stopped ringing. She played a Greek soldier, if you remember, in Christopher Nolan's Odyssey, which has taken in over $1.5 billion. On a film podcast last week, the host assumed she was fielding zillions of offers. She's not getting calls at all, she says. Casting is tricky for her right now, she said, for pretty obvious reasons. And she's probably right. 5 years of testosterone permanently altered her voice, and the surgery that removed her breasts can't be undone. In Hollywood, well, it cheered every step of that. She wrote in her memoir about being preyed upon as a young girl in the same industry, and the people who applauded the loudest, they're the same ones that are not calling. In Washington, Bernie Sanders would like to make writing certain software a crime. The Vermont senator announced a bill last week that would permanently outlaw artificial intelligence exceeding human capability and freeze advanced development until a brand new cabinet agency writes the safety rules. Companies caught violating it face what his office calls the corporate death penalty, forced dissolution. Individuals face up to 20 years. Sanders argues the tech companies themselves admit they don't understand what they're building. That part, I think, is fair, but the bill landed one day after the world's largest economies met in North Carolina and agreed to go in the opposite direction. And you know, at this point, a permanent American ban wouldn't slow down China by a single day. Sanders isn't the only Democrat hoping to close an American industry. In Texas, Senate candidate James Tallarico spent Sunday on CBS defending a bill he filed in 2021 that would have forced the state to cut emissions to 50% below 1990 levels by 2030. Texas oil and gas supports more than a million jobs, and asked directly whether his bill hurt that industry, Tallarico didn't say. He said it was a shame the bill never got a hearing. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.